Approximately 50 years before 3448, a body of 120 of the greatest Torah scholars assumed the spiritual leadership of the Jewish people. They were known as the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the men of the Great Assembly. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola arranged the oral law. From the time of Moshe, the oral law was meticulously preserved and accurately transmitted throughout the generations. However, this information was not taught with any formal text. The 120 scholars used precise wording and systematized the oral law into tractates and subjects. Scholars memorized this material, which later became the basis of the written Mishnah. They also created rabbinic decrees. The rabbis did not create a new rabbinic Judaism to replace the old observances. The laws of the Torah remained unchanged. However, since spiritual levels were weakening, the sages adopted preventive measures to forestall greater religious backsliding. Authority to do so is based on a verse in the Torah in Leviticus chapter 18, that enjoins Torah leaders to enact safeguards to preserve mitzvah observance. Rabbinic decrees were not imposed in an autocratic, tyrannical manner, but rather with the agreement of the Jewish people. Decrees that did not have the assent of the majority of Jews, or that were deemed too difficult to follow, were revoked. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola also sealed the scriptures. To ensure that no charlatans could claim divine revelation and lead the Jewish people astray, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola sealed the Bible, the Tanakh. Henceforth, no material could be added or subtracted. Although all this material was accurately passed down throughout the generations, there was a danger that it would eventually be forgotten. First, the sages decided which writings to include in the scriptural canon and which to leave out. The precise order of the biblical books was also determined at this time.